diversity of interest under the Department of Commerce grant funded in 2016 on the energy demand spending. While at the same time that we accomplish our economic regulations agenda, it's contrary to continuing and acting on it. The second issue is the proper interpretation of the NRA and the weapon that's been banned. It's a recognized sovereign power under federal jurisdiction. Starting with the degree of honor issue, generally speaking, it is by federal law that agencies have an obligation to honor congressional intent in enforcing statutes. And so, in adopting the 2008 regulations, the Secretary said there are primary ways in which the NRA tries to become a pursuer of funding for purposes of statute. There's no dispute that the NRA grants to any of those, for example. So the only way that they can be a restored fine that they are being fined is that the contrary to the NRA's determination from a few years ago and the provision in regulations that says, well, we're going to pursue a grant fund in it. And quite frankly, there's no basis for that. The only basis for grant offering in clear contrary grants is the framework set forth by the D.C. Circuit, which is in the routine of what's called the purpose of the human case. Which has been applied by that court a number of times in the NRDC case, the Sierra Club case, and which has also been adopted by this court as part of its circuit precedence in the court of Mr. Rodriguez and a number of other cases that we've cited. And those.
So the court said it usually applies to the court of the country for which the case is likely to be used in the issue.
It does mostly, but if you go back and look at the NRDC case, the Sierra Club case, those were regulations specifically. So it applies in both contexts. And you're right, that's the majority of the cases where it comes out and where it seems to be applied is in the regulatory context. But it's certainly not the evidence that it has been applied in the regulatory context. As I said, those provide the limited basis for an agency to grant authority in a statute that is admittedly contrary to the original intent. And there's no dispute about what Congress intended was here. And the finding in this circumstance is that the criteria that are at issue, the federal government makes several efforts to argue that they can meet those criteria, and that there's longstanding practice that there's actually demonstrated intentional reliance. There's a strong degree of burden in virtue of the application of funding ban. One of just a statutory interest in applying congressional intent. We know Congress ran here, but this time we're going to So whether or not they were restored,
I think first of all, I'm going to say,
versus
that's the question for decision. It is whether the fact that they were talking in confusion is like a conversation. And it is, I mean, it's not a conversation. It's saying that it may be no conversation. It's a conversation. It's a conversation. There can be a conversation. That's the excuse for which you know it's a conversation. It's a conversation. That's the evidence that everyone saw. And it was some other interactions. Perhaps that is the basis of the argument. It's a conversation. It's not a conversation. It's before. It's the agency. It's the system. And it's the basis of which it's on.
Why would your definition of jurisdiction be jurisdiction and conviction? Those are the things that the one here would be critical.
Well, just
how that you would hear from the teacher of the statute. What we're talking about is the
Of course, Thank you. Thank you.